Hail to the Comedy Kingdom!
Hail to the Comedy Kingdom!
Of mirth. Long left, Queen Elvia.
Hello, and a royal welcome to all the old sea dogs in our court audience. For this time, we're dedicating our session of the Comedy Kingdom to sailors. Oh, exciting to think, sailors. Oh, as the captain lost in the channel said, where is my wandering buoy tonight? Yes, this is Navy Day in the Comedy Kingdom, and your queen is taking you on a visit to the Royal Navy, which consists of one good-sized tugboat draped with a couple of howitzers and howitzer old men. Oh, boy. Well, let us delay no longer. Away to the bay with a hey, hey, hey for a visit to the Comedy Kingdom's Royal Navy, the good ship Bla.
Now, men, we were going to put the good ship Blah on dry dock today, but we've changed our plans. Yes, we have a most important visitor coming on board, a Mrs. Smith Whiffen. A bit large for her age, but comfortable. Yes, as a matter of fact, if Mrs. Smith Whiffen, stumbled on that, were any larger, we'd let the good ship Blah go on a visit and put Mrs. Smith Whiffen in the dry dock. Attention. Wipers made Ollie Svensson. One face forward, march. Well, while you're down on that hatch, you might as well dump overboard a couple of tons of ballast just to get ready for Mrs. Smith Whiffen.
Yes, your warship.
Warship. Smart lad. Lieutenant Kent.
Yes, sir.
Are the photographers ready?
Yes, sir.
See that they take a group picture of Mrs. Smith Whiffen as she comes on board.
Yes, sir.
And take care of her niece.
Take care of her?
I mean, Mrs. Smith Whiffen's niece is coming on board, too. See that she's shown about the ship.
Yes, sir.
I thought you would like that. Oh, well, very well. Oh, Mrs. Smith Whiffen approaches. Wipers mate Svensson, pipe the ladies aboard.
Oh, the heck with the board. I've already piped the ladies.
Oh, and Denchon. Yeah, just gross. Ah, Mrs. Smith Whiffen, this is the lovely.
Captain Barnacle.
Yes, well, what is it? What is it, Mrs. Smith Whiffen?
Just as I was coming on the boat, one of your sailors fell overboard.
Overboard?
Yes, and he was howling that he couldn't swim.
Couldn't swim? Oh, don't let it worry you, madam. He's wearing duck pants. Attention. Now, Mrs. Smith Whiffen, would you like to... look out there, look out.
Oh, my goodness, what is that thing?
That, my dear lady, that bronze tablet on the deck marks the spot where our beloved Admiral Halibut fell.
I don't blame him. I nearly tripped over the thing myself.
Yes, of course. And now, Mrs. Smith Whiffen, would you like to see my gig?
Would I like to see your gig?
Yes.
Yeah, man, swing it, Captain, swing it.
I mean gig, not jig. It's a boat, madam, a boat, a gig.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah, of course, my two wipers mates, Ole and Oscar, board my gig. Come, they're just about getting it started now.
It ain't getting gas enough, Oscar. Choke it a little bit.
Choke it, did you say?
Sure, choke it till it gets started.
How are you going to choke it? I can't find its neck.
Pull out that little jigger in the dashboard there.
What little jigger?
Good gracious, Oscar, you told the bosun you could run a gasoline engine. Now I suppose I'll have to show you all about it. You see this little box here with the wires coming out of it?
Yeah, sure.
Well, that's the bacteria. That's where the use comes from.
The use? What's the use?
You said it, Oscar. What's the use? Listen, I'll explode this thing so even you can understand it. You see, the use comes from the bacteria to the starter. The starter's hooked up with a fluvial, and when the fluvial turns over, that opens the valves.
Valves?
Valves. Don't you know what valves are? V-A-L-V-E, valves. There's two sets of them, the intook valves and the exhaust valves. When the intook valves open, that draws the gasoline from the carburetor into the combustion chamber. Then the spark comes along from the generator to the distributor, and from the distributor it runs down these fires to the spark plugs. These are the spark plugs.
Spark plugs, what are they for?
You gotta have them.
Yeah, sure, but what are they for?
By the name told you what they're for. Spark plugs. They're to plug up them holes so the sparks won't come out. That's what they're for. Then you see, when the spark sets off the gasoline, that explosion drives the piston head down.
And the music goes down and round.
Oh, shut up and pay attention to what I'm telling you, will you? Then you see that turns the crankshaft over. The crankshaft is hooked up with a transmission. The transmission is hooked up with a drive shaft. And away we go.
Well, they ain't going.
Well, of course they aren't going. The motor ain't running yet. But now you see, don't you?
Yeah, sure. I see what makes the engine run, but what makes the boat go?
What makes the boat go?
Yeah, sure.
Listen, Oscar, on the other end of the drive shaft is the propeller. When the propeller goes around in the water, it lifts the water up behind the boat in kind of a hill, and the boat slides right down the hill. And there you are. Yeah.
Mrs. Smith Griffin, your niece and my lieutenant seem to be getting along shipshape.
Is that what you call it? Looks to me like he's making love to her. Captain, have you ever eavesdropped?
Oh, well, not since I've been in the Navy, but I'm always willing to improve.
All right, then, let's go over and hear what my niece Betty and your Lieutenant Kent are saying.
I've been around such a lot in my time, I know the hairpins by heart.
The way they chase after you, babe, it's a crime, but the way you make love, it's an art.
So let's find a corner and start. What do you say?
Pretty baby, and what might your plan for today be? If you're lonesome, on your own some, well, I haven't a darn thing to do. People tell me it's the season when the dames like hugging and squeezing, and for some dumb goofy reason, baby, I'm nuts about you. Hey, babe, how you doing today, babe? You look sort of ship-shaped to me, and I've sighted a few.
Hey, babe, hi, babe, why not give me a try, babe, and maybe I'll make you my babe, 'cause I'm nuts about you.
How do you do, babe, will you be my crew? Wait, hey, blow the man down. And then if you're true, you'll be my skipper too. Give me some time to blow the man down. Maybe I'll make you my babe. 'Cause I'm nuts about you.
Miss Griffin, isn't that touching? Your niece and my lieutenant. Mm-hmm. Tell me, dear lady, had you ever been a sailor's sweetheart?
No, thanks. I don't like salt with my mush.
Oh, yes, to be sure. Now, what part of the ship would you like to visit next, dear lady?
Well, I will admit I'm getting a bit hungry.
Hungry is as hungry does. Come right down to the galley. And here we are in the galley, Mrs. Smith Griffin. I want you to meet the chef of the Comedy Kingdom's Royal Navy, Al Herman.
Well, hello, Miss Smith Griffin. Do you know anything about the sea of sailors? You know, they say a sailor has a girl, never port. And I want to say to you that they are wrong.
Oh, what makes you think they're wrong?
Because I've been a sailor, and I know a sailor can't get in every port. You know, Miss Smith Women, I've crossed the ocean many times by rail.
Oh, don't be so ridiculous. How could anybody cross the ocean by rail?
Oh, you know, or do I have to go into detail? I had a terrible time my first trip over. I got so seasick they had to put me down in the hold, and I was there for 10 days. When finally one of the boys said, Alvin, why don't you come up on the deck? He said, the ocean is smooth, the sky is blue, and we are near land. And I said, as sick as I am, none of those things interest me, brother. Don't call me until you see a tree. I thought I'd die. You know, that reminds me of the time I took my seventh wife on a trip. Before we went on a trip, you know, Miss Smith Whiffen, we had... Did you ever... Well, how do you pronounce your name? Miss Smith, we had a garage romance. Did you ever have a garage romance?
No.
You never did? Oh, you little Dickens, you did too. You know, a garage romance. My girlfriend and I were sitting in my car in the garage. She proposed to me, and I couldn't back out. Since then, I've been the wreck, and she's been towing me ever since. You know, getting back to my trip, my first thought was to go to Switzerland for my floating kidneys, and we were shipwrecked. And I saved 15 lives, and I can't swim a stroke.
How on earth, Hal? Could you save 15 lives and you tell me you can't swim?
Well, you see, Mrs. Smith-Wither, I let them float on my kidney.
Yes, Miss Griffin. Well, what is it? What's the trouble?
Isn't this fog terrible?
Fog? Oh, yes. Of course, I hadn't noticed fog, yes.
Captain, I'm afraid I'm lost.
Lost, madam, lost.
Oh, since I can't find my stateroom.
Oh, too bad, too bad.
I think I could find a clue if you'd help me.
Oh, really?
Really? Well, how do you think you'll be able to find your stateroom?
Well, I think it should be very easy. The last time I saw it, there was a lighthouse just outside the window.
Oh, I see.
Enjoy this visit to the Royal Navy of the Comedy Kingdom. And just remember, girls, the sailor who will see you around the ship on Navy Day may not see you for dust on your birthday.